For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM Federal News Radio. We are brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero, and my wonderful co-host, Dana Lake, will be returning next week for another great show. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m., bringing you a variety of topics related to health and wellness. We are here to educate you about health and wellness issues, and we do it every week, and we always try and cover great topics with lots of great special guests and really good information. Today is no exception. Today, our focus is really going to be on the kitties in the world. And I'm not talking about cats. I'm talking about kids. We're going to be talking about everything you need to know, not everything, but a lot of what you need to know in regards to raising a healthy child when it comes to the aspect of vitamins, nutrients, and diet and lifestyle. And what I'm going to do today is take you on a journey. And the journey is going to start from the perspective of a woman who's just thinking about getting pregnant. Now, some women, it's a mistake. Well, I don't want to call it a mistake, an accident. Or maybe I should even say it wasn't planned and they got pregnant and whatever was going on with their body, whatever their state of health was, it has to deal and adapt. But the majority of women in our society these days are planning when they're going to get pregnant. And this information from that perspective is what you can do to help prepare your body. Then we're going to go through the actual pregnancy, the different nutrients, the different supplements, the different dietary lifestyle factors you need to be seriously considering while you're pregnant to ensure the optimal health of your child during gestation, development, and delivery. Then we're going to be talking about the infant phase and what you need to be thinking about for a healthy infant. Then we're going to be moving on to the baby toddler phase, and then we're going to be moving on to the child phase. So this journey is going to take us through, and some of these nutrients and some of these principles are going to overlap and be a continuous type of message that runs throughout the entire journey, but there are going to be unique things for each one. I have on the phone with me today my special guest, Ann Allworth. She is a PhD doctorate and was a professor at medical school for many, many years. Now she works as a health educator for Megafood, which is a supplement manufacturing company that specializes in making whole food organic supplements. And they really do a wonderful job. So she's going to be chiming in with some of her expertise and her knowledge about some of these issues. I know that she spent some of a formidable part of her research and years specifically researching gestational issues and development in utero. So she's going to have a lot of wonderful things to contribute to today's show. Now, before we get started, I just want to make a really quick mention. If you are local or even if you're not and you're a shopper at the Village Green, through Saturday, July 16th, we have our big summer sale in progress, which is going to include 30% off of all Pathway products, 25% off of all other supplements, and 20% off of body care products. They also guarantee the lowest prices on all the practitioner brands like Zymogen, Metagenics, Thorne, and many more. So it's a great time to stock up on your vitamins and supplements before July 16th. So, Ann, did I do a good job of introducing you?
Yes. Thank you very much, Kevin.
Okay, great. Thanks for being on the show today. Yeah. So, all right, I want to start, let's start prenatally. So here we have a woman who is thinking about getting pregnant. Maybe it's her first pregnancy, maybe it's her second or her third, and she wants to get her body ready so that she can raise the healthiest child and have the minimal amount of complications or issues during her pregnancy. So I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things that I really think are important to focus on. Some are lifestyle and some are vitamin-based. The first one that I always like to think about, and this is going to run through prenatal and during pregnancy, is the aspects of reducing toxic exposure for the woman's body. And this is done for several reasons. Number one, we know that most people in the American society, pretty much every person, if you biopsy the fat in their body, you're going to find the presence of a high amount of toxins and chemicals that we store in our bodies. We know that if you sample the cord blood of a newborn baby, you're going to find over 200 different types of chemicals in the cord blood, things that don't naturally occur in nature. These are things that are a byproduct of industry. They're a byproduct of the chemical companies. They're a byproduct of pesticides and farming, big farming methods. These end up in our body, and these toxins have the potential to be a risk factor for the baby. So doing everything you can to start avoiding toxic exposure in your life is a way to help allow your body to do some gentle detoxification before you start a pregnancy. So some of the most important key factors that are involved here are going to be trying to switch some of your foods to organic foods as much as possible. We're talking about greening your home, because most of the toxins, or a good portion of the toxins that we encounter, are encountered in our own house. So this is getting the harsh cleaning chemicals out of your house. This is stopping the daily or the weekly or monthly visit from the bug man who comes and sprays chemicals inside of your house. This is trying to make sure that you're not painting all the rooms in your house with paints that have high amounts of off-gassing. We want to try and reduce the amount of chemical exposure that you're getting on a day-to-day basis. When you reduce that exposure, you give your body a chance to actually start dumping toxins, and it will do that. Ann, any feedback on that?
Only that I agree with everything that you're saying.
Okay.
And I think that in addition to, you know, doing that kind of thing in terms of cleaning up the household and cleaning up what you're eating, thinking about what you're putting on your body as well, because toxins can come in through,
Right. So that's absolutely true. And I'm going to talk about that in detail when we get into the pregnancy issue, because there's some interesting research that's coming into play in regards to BPA and in regards to phthalates and in regards to some of these other chemicals that we're exposed to on a regular basis, oftentimes from food that we're getting or body products that we're using. From a prenatal perspective, the other thing when it comes to diet and nutrition that I really harp upon is a low glycemic diet. There is very good documented research indicating that if you eat a low glycemic diet, meaning a diet that is less focused on refined grains and carbohydrates and more focused on good quality proteins, good quality fats, and lots of vegetables and high density fiber, then you have a greater chance of getting pregnant. So it increases a woman's fertility when she eats a low glycemic diet. So any woman who's deciding that she wants to get pregnant is going to be thinking about, how long is it going to take me? Is this going to work? We all know so many people who have had issues with fertility this day and age. And that goes to speak of a lot of the chemicals in our environment and how they affect sperm and how they're affecting the body. We've seen fertility rates dramatically drop. Sperm counts in men have dramatically dropped in the last 50 to 100 years. So the aspect of, how do I get pregnant? Eating a low glycemic diet is not only going to be better for your baby once you're pregnant, and I'll explain that when we get into the pregnancy side of things, but it also is going to increase your chances of having a pregnancy take quickly. Now, there's a couple aspects of nutrients that I want to talk about. So, Ann, why don't you talk about folic acid?
Well, folic acid is a very critical molecule, and it's a B vitamin, one of the B vitamins. And it's very important to have plenty of this in your system if you're thinking about getting pregnant. And that's because deficiency of this could lead to something called the neural tube defect. And neural tube defects are, you know, not very common, but they're, you know, relatively common as birth defects go, particularly one that is called spina bifida. And this is something that can happen if a woman doesn't have enough folic acid in her system.
Right. So it's definitely a very common condition, particularly more in developing nations where nutrient deficiencies are more common. But it is pretty much entirely preventable if you're adequately supplemented with folic acid. So the general recommendation for a non-pregnant woman is 400 micrograms per day. If you're thinking about getting pregnant, and you can start this months before, and it's recommended that you start it months before you even try to conceive, usually it's a minimum of 800 micrograms per day, and that can go all the way up to 1,000 micrograms or 1 milligram per day. And a good prenatal, Ann and I have talked about the concept or the principles of good prenatal vitamins before, and in regards to the Megafood prenatal, which I really do like and think is a great prenatal. But again, it's going to contain a minimum of 800 micrograms of folic acid. So women need to be thinking about that. The other most important aspect when it comes to what nutrients to consider prior to getting pregnant is going to be the vitamin A story. And Ann, do you want to elaborate on this a little bit?
Yes. Well, you know, you can if you like. I'm not.
Okay.
Sure. I think you're. Are you talking about retinoic acid or?
Well, I'm just talking about vitamin A in general. Most prenatals are going to limit the vitamin A that's in them. Too high doses
exactly.
of vitamin A. As retinol or as retinoic acids are going to be a potential risk factor for birth defects. So most prenatals are going to reduce the amount of vitamin A they have as retinoic acid. The upper limit is thought to be for supplements, a minimum of you can have at least 2,500 IUs of a vitamin A in a multivitamin as retinoic acid without any problems. The upper end of the dose that they think is potentially the most conservative safety range is 5,000 IUs. And you're thinking 2,500 from a multivitamin and probably an average of 2,500 from the diet. Now, a lot of prenatals will contain vitamin A as beta carotene. And what you have to understand, folks out there, is that beta carotene does not carry the same risks as vitamin A when it comes to birth defects. Beta carotene is a precursor to vitamin A, and your body can turn it into vitamin A, but in no way, shape, or form has it ever been tied to any risk of birth defects. So if your prenatal has vitamin A in it, don't be worried. Just make sure that it's under 2,500 IUs as retinoic acid. If the rest or all of it is in beta carotene, you have absolutely nothing to worry about. So,
Kevin, that the point that you were making is an excellent point, and I wasn't quite sure what you were wanting me to talk about.
Oh, okay.
In terms of Megafoods product, of course, we have no chemicals such as retinoic acid in our product, so it's not ever an issue. So that's one of the benefits of taking a Megafood product. But you're absolutely right about the retinoic acid. And interestingly, you mentioned my having done research. I did research with embryos and could see the damage to, the embryos exposing them to retinoic acid.
And then the last thing that I want to talk about with prenatal is related to exercise and reaching your ideal body weight. If a woman is in really good shape before she gets pregnant, it's going to be easier for her to get back in shape after the pregnancy. So the better shape you're in heading into a pregnancy, the better you're going to do rebounding after the pregnancy is done. Pregnancy is a significant stress on a woman's body. She's going to gain a lot of weight from the baby and from other factors related to locking on to extra calories to feed her body and the baby's body. There's a lot of stress on the ligaments, a lot of strain on the ligaments. There's a lot of stress and strain on a woman's body during pregnancy. So getting to an ideal body weight, getting your body very physically fit prior to pregnancy is going to help a woman bounce back to lose that baby fat, to get their body back into shape, to be feeling good once the pregnancy is done. And the stronger a woman is heading into pregnancy, the better ability her body is going to have to tolerate the stresses associated with it. So I'm going to recap, because we're going to have to take a quick break, the most important factors related to getting your body ready prenatally. Reducing toxic exposure, that means green your home, green your cleaning products, stop the bug spraying in the house, and start trying to eat more organic foods. Follow a low glycemic diet, which is rich in high quality whole fiber, rich in vegetables, rich in fruits, rich in whole foods, good quality fats and proteins, and low in refined carbohydrates. Increase your folic acid intake to 800 to 1,000 micrograms per day. Make sure you're monitoring your vitamin A intake from supplements to be under 2,500 IUs, and start getting your body in shape. Even though you're going to get pregnant and you know you're going to gain weight, and what's the point? I'm going to get big anyway. Getting in shape is a really important part of preparing your body for pregnancy. When we come back from the break, we're going to be talking about what to do during pregnancy. The recommendations change. There are new factors to consider, and we're going to introduce some of the most key supplements that are going to be the continuum or create a continuum through this entire story of preparing your body all the way to having a healthy child. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM Federal News Radio, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet. Committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body, and this is where Gero Formula's NeuroOptimizer comes to the rescue. NeuroOptimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. NeuroOptimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. NeuroOptimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
It's time for the Village Green Apothecary's big summer sale. Now through July 16th, you can save big on vitamins, herbal remedies, and other nutrition products. Save 30% on our popular top quality pathway brand. Save 25% on other supplements. And save 20% on body care products. There are three ways to shop at Village Green Apothecary. Visit Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. Shop online at myvillagegreen.com or call us at 301-530-0800. Village Green Apothecary's big summer sale.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500 Federal News Radio. We're brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, and I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. My wonderful co-host, Dana Lake, will be returning next week. Don't forget, we're having our big summer sale right now through Saturday, July 16th. That includes 30%, off of Pathway products, 25% off of all other supplements, and 20% off of body care products. So it's a great time to stock up on your supplements. Today, we're talking about the journey of having a child. This is the information you need to know throughout the entire journey of preparing your body for pregnancy and raising a healthy child. These are the key lifestyle and nutrient recommendations that are necessary to really have optimal health for a woman's body during pregnancy and after delivery, and for your child's health. So in the last segment, we talked about prenatal, and I have on the phone with me today Dr. Ann Allworth, who is a PhD doctorate. She was a professor at a medical school for many years and now works as a health educator for Megafood, which is a producer of high-quality organic supplements. And she's going to be chiming in and helping us understand some of these key concepts. So, moving into pregnancy, there are a few things that stay the same as the prenatal recommendations. Following the low glycemic diet is incredibly important. We know that women who have gestational diabetes, which is a condition that can occur during pregnancy, is a diabetic condition, it poses two risks. Number one, if a woman gets gestational diabetes, she's 50% more likely to develop diabetes, a diabetic condition later on in life, which is not good. So avoiding that during pregnancy is very important. Number two, children of diabetic moms are heavier weight children. They are born with more body fat and more weight on them, which is problematic. I've talked about in my show before how there's this aspect of epigenetics. As the baby's developing in the mom, if certain circumstances exist, like a diabetic circumstance, an elevated blood sugar, or nutrient deficiencies, or other problems, it's going to set off a cascade of genetic markers in the baby. So what happens in utero can affect the genetic expression of that baby's health for the rest of its life. So eating a low glycemic diet during pregnancy, which means whole foods, whole grains, lots of vegetables, good quality fruits, high quality fats, high quality proteins, And avoiding highly refined carbohydrates is essential for not only the health of the mom and her, lowering her risk of developing gestational diabetes, but also lowering the risk that having a mom with diabetes has on the baby. The other thing that runs through this continuum as well from prenatal is reducing exposure to toxins. Now, BPA is a very hot topic, bisphosphonol A. It's under a lot of scrutiny. It's included in lots of plastics, plastic water bottles, the lining of canned foods. It's everywhere in our environment. In skincare products, we are exposed to a lot of bisphosphonol A everywhere. Now, the problem with bisphosphonol A is that when a baby is developing and they're exposed to high levels of bisphosphonol A, they are at higher risk for they produce more fat cells. So instead of producing muscle cells or instead of producing connective tissue or ligaments or tendons, the cells that should be designated to going towards that type of cell formation instead gets redirected to forming fat cells. So we have an epidemic in our country related to childhood obesity. Part of it is due to the fact that our kids have a sedentary lifestyle. They play too many video games. They don't exercise enough. And they eat a diet that is loaded with high-calorie, nutrient-devoid foods. But another problem that we're learning as the research emerges is that some of it may be related to the fact that these babies or these kids are exposed to high amounts of these chemicals in utero, and their body is developing more fat cells than it should. So lowering your reduction of exposure to toxins also is incredibly important during pregnancy. Now, those are the two main lifestyle issues that I want to talk about. Now we're going to talk about the introduction of some incredibly key nutrients. And the first one that we're going to talk about, which is going to run the continuum from now during pregnancy all the way through until your child is 25 years old, and even after that, is going to be the story of omega-3 fatty acids. Anne, do you want to elaborate a little bit on this?
Sure, Kevin. Omega-3 fatty acids are incredibly important because fats constitute over 60% of the brain. And when a baby is developing, what happens in utero is going to lay the foundation for what's going to happen throughout that child's life. So it's really important that the mom has enough omega-3 fatty acids, because they omega-3s are precursors to EPA and DHA. DHA and EPA are very important molecules involved in the formation of brain cells that are going to get laid down. And if you don't have those molecules present, you can't lay down the cells that you need to lay down. Just as you were talking about cells that were being influenced by exposure to BPA, you can have cells that are not getting made because the building blocks are not in the uterus for the baby to make those brain cells.
Exactly. The omega-3 story is incredibly important, and really where it's important is the specific molecule of DHA, which is a very high concentration in the brain and also in the retina of the eye. Now, omega-3 fatty acids are very hard to get in our traditional American diet. And why is that? Well, let's look at where they come from. The omega-3 fatty acids needed for brain and eye development, specifically the DHA, come from several different sources. They come from wild cold water fish. Now, I say wild because people oftentimes think that the cold water fish that they're eating, the salmon they buy at the grocery store, the salmon they eat out at the restaurant, the majority of it is farm-raised. And farm-raised salmon or farm-raised fish is devoid of the DHA omega-3 that is needed for healthy brain development. Where else does it come from? Grass-fed cows. So the beef, the meat from grass-fed cows and the fat from grass-fed cows, as well as the dairy products from grass-fed cows, are going to contain some omega-3s like DHA, and also wild game. So venison, animals that are running around, that are eating grass, that are eating their natural food in their natural habitat, are going to be high in omega-3 fatty acids. Now, none of us eat this stuff anymore. The dairy products we all consume, 99.9% of them are produced from cows that are fed a soy, corn, or grain-based diet, which produces no omega-3s. All of the beef and the meat that we eat is produced from cows that are fed corn, soy, or grains that produce no omega-3 fatty acids. So it's very difficult for us to get these in our diet. From a vegetarian standpoint, it is true that there is some omega-3s in something like flaxseed or chia seed or some of these vegetarian sources, but the reality is our body has a very inefficient process of converting those parent omega-3s, which is alpha-linolenic acid, actually into the EPA and DHA needed for brain and eye development in a developing child. So it is very important that moms during pregnancy supplement with some form of DHA. Now, this is not a made-up conceptual story. 10 years ago when I was lecturing people about that, everybody would sort of say, yeah, you're probably right. That does make sense. Now, 10 years later, every prenatal, every OB is all recommending that women supplement with some sort of DHA because the science has 100% validated the necessity of this omega-3 for the proper development of a baby. We know from research that moms supplemented during pregnancy with omega-3, their babies have better hand-eye coordination and better reading comprehension skills. So we know that it is influencing the health of the brain development and the eye development. In addition, there are issues related to how it affects the mom. Supplementing the mom with these omega-3 fatty acids help to make sure that her brain and her body doesn't become deficient in these omega-3s during pregnancy. Because as every mom knows, when you have a child, you give up everything for yourself, for that child. Not only does that include your sleep, your time, your personal time, and everything else that you have, but it also means your nutrients. So if the baby needs omega-3s for its brain and eye development and the mom is not consuming it in the diet, the body will suck the omega-3s out of her system so that the baby can have it for proper development. And this will leave the mom deficient and devoid of these important nutrients, which is why when you supplement a mom with omega-3 fatty acids like DHA during pregnancy, she potentially has a significantly lower risk for developing postpartum issues and postpartum depression because her brain will be in a much better, more balanced state if she is supplemented. So DHA supplementation can come from various different ways. Fish oil supplementation is an option and is a very good option. Some people are hesitant because of the chemicals and pollution in our ocean. Now, I will say that a good high-quality fish oil, and if you want to find a good high-quality fish oil, come to the Village Green and talk to one of our nutritionists or talk to one of our staff members, is third-party tested to be extremely clean and have no residues of any of the toxins that show up in the oceans. Now, if you're still overly concerned about it, there are now wonderful sources of DHA that come from vegetarian sources, primarily algae. And these will provide a vegetarian source of DHA that eliminates the possibility of contamination from the ocean. So there are many different ways to get this all-important nutrient for the brain. So can't say enough about DHA, and it's going to be a continuum throughout this entire story. Now, Anne, why don't you elaborate a little bit on vitamin D?
Well, vitamin D is critical for so many things, Kevin. Vitamin D, I'm sure the listeners have heard you talk about it before. I think we've talked about it previously on the show, but vitamin D is kind of a misnomer because it's really not even a vitamin. More of a pre-hormone, and vitamin D3, which is cholecalciferol, is in fact a pre-hormone, which our body converts in two steps into calcidiol, which is a powerful hormone that is literally a DNA. It acts and has the receptors for vitamin D, the activated form of vitamin D, calcidiol, are on directly on genes, and that's so important because what that means is that when vitamin D binds to that receptor on the gene, it will either turn that gene on or turn that gene off. So the molecule itself is powerful, and there are over 2,000 genes that have now been identified that have vitamin D receptors. So I'm telling all this because it elaborates on how very important this molecule is in our body. A lot of people think vitamin D is important for bone development, which is absolutely true, and so it is necessary to have that in a prenatal vitamin, of course, but it's important for all kinds of other things as well. I mean, it's thought to be involved in preventing serious diseases such as cancers, heart disease, diabetes, kind of psychiatric issues. All kinds of things.
Yeah, vitamin D is a very important nutrient. And it's important during pregnancy because a mom is oftentimes, most of Americans, around 70% are deficient in vitamin D when you check a blood test. And it's important for the mom to have adequate vitamin D because adequate vitamin D stores are associated with lower risk of low birth weight low birth weight babies and preterm pregnancies. So vitamin D is a very important nutrient. It supports the mom's immune system and it supports the baby's immune system. Now, the next one that I'm going to talk about, and I'm going to do it briefly because we have to go to a break in a minute, is probiotics. And probiotics are important for a pregnant mom to start taking because you have to start setting the right stage of bacterial balance in the body. And this is preparing the baby for delivery. When the baby is inside the mom's belly, its gastrointestinal system is sterile. It is not exposed to any viruses or any bacteria. All it is exposed to is amniotic fluid, which is, for all intents and purposes, a sterile environment. The baby is swallowing as it gets older, learning how to work the digestive system and prepare for coming out and breathing and eating and all the things that it needs to do, but there is no bacterial introduction. As the baby is being delivered and is traveling down the birth canal, it is exposed to the probiotics or these beneficial bacteria that inhabit the vaginal tract. These are the same bacteria that inhabit the birth canal that inhabit our GI system. So as the baby is traveling down the birth canal during delivery, it's going to get exposed to these bacteria, and it is that is how the baby's GI system is supposed to get inoculated with the right starting bacteria to set up the right environment. And we're learning so critically how important it is to have the right bacterial environment in the gastrointestinal tract, not only for GI health, but we're learning for immune function, we're learning for proper brain function. These issues are extremely important. Also, a mom supplementing with probiotics, if she's breastfeeding, she'll have increased amounts of these good beneficial bacteria being secreted in her breast milk. So this is another way of inoculating the baby's gastrointestinal tract with the right bacteria, which is the absolute necessity of the right place to start in starting out fundamentally with supporting your baby's immune development and your baby's gastrointestinal and digestive health. And all of those things start in the gut, because remember, 80% of your immune system is located in your gut. So taking probiotics is extremely important for the mom as it prepares her body for delivery. So even if she's delivered via cesarean, if she's breastfeeding, the baby will get inoculated with the probiotics through the breast milk. If she's baby's born cesarean and not breastfed, then my strong recommendation is that the baby be supplemented with probiotics at birth. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to touch on some issues around infancy and some supplements to consider once the baby's first born, and then as we go through toddler and baby phases and the child gets a little bit older. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passera with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's Arnicare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. Arnicare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. Arnicare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find Arnicare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Arnicare on the web at arnicare.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code. Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500 Federal News Radio. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero, and my wonderful co-host Dana Lake will be returning next week with another great show. This show has been an absolute whirlwind. If anybody who's been listening, I have been talking fast because there is a lot of information to cover. Today, I am taking you the nutrient journey for a woman from before pregnancy, during pregnancy, and what to do for the baby during infancy, toddler, and childhood. And we've covered the most key lifestyle, nutritional, and supplement recommendations for this whole journey. Now, we went through pregnancy last time. Now we're talking about infancy. So we're talking about the baby is now here. The baby is born. What do we need to think about for supporting that baby's health? Okay. Well, here are some of the most important issues. These are things that run the continuum through prenatal and pregnancy. And a lot of times these things aren't going to be things we're going to be supplementing the baby. It's going to be supplementing the mom because they're going to be coming through in the breast milk if the baby's breastfed, or it's going to be choosing a formula that contains these nutrients. So the first thing, and this is the continuum throughout, is the essential fatty acids, the omega-3s that we talked about through during pregnancy, because the baby's brain is actively developing after pregnancy, right? Actually, your brain is actively developing until you're 25 years old. So essential fatty acid and omega-3 supplementation all throughout the beginning of life and toddler and childhood and teen years is extremely important in providing and forming a good, well-developed, well-supported brain. So continuing with essential fatty acid, now giving a baby essential fatty acid supplement may not be that easy. There are a lot of formulas out there that contain now omega-3 or DHA in them, and I highly recommend that when choosing a formula, if the baby is not breastfed, to make sure you're choosing one that contains those. Now, if the baby is breastfed, essential fatty acids are fat soluble, and there is lots of fat in breast milk. So these essential fatty acids are going to come through in the breast milk. So making sure that the mom is adequately supplemented with the omega-3 fatty acids will ensure that the breast milk has ample amounts of these. Now, the next thing is vitamin D, and this is a big issue that's even talked about in the conventional medical world. They say that babies that are breastfed are at high risk for vitamin D deficiency. So they recommend that babies who are breastfed be supplemented with vitamin D. Now, this is very easy to do. Vitamin D supplementation for babies, about 400 IUs a day. It comes in these tiny little droppers. We sell them at the Village Green. It's one tiny little drop, and a woman who's breastfeeding can put it on her nipple before she breastfeeds. She can put it on her pinky and insert it into the baby's mouth. If the mom's pumping and giving the baby bottles, she can put a drop of it in the bottle of the breast milk before she gives it to the baby. Those are all very easy ways. But here's the issue. It doesn't make sense to me that a baby should be at high risk for a vitamin deficiency if the mom is healthy. And the story here is that the reason why most babies are deficient in vitamin D when they're breastfed is because the moms are deficient. And this is entirely congruent with the research we've seen that shows about 75% of the population is deficient in vitamin D. Like omega-3s, vitamin D is a fat-soluble vitamin. So if the mom is adequately supplemented, that vitamin D will come through in the breast milk, and it will get through to the baby. So making sure that mom has her blood levels of vitamin D checked during pregnancy and after pregnancy, and that she is supplemented with vitamin D adequately, will help reduce the risk of a vitamin D deficiency in the infant. Now, if you want to be safe, we know it's entirely safe to give additional supplementation to the baby. So if you want to supplement the mom, and for a little extra guarantee, you want to add 200 or 400 IUs of a vitamin D supplement to the baby's diet by putting it on the pinky or on the nipple or in a bottle. If the mom's pumping and giving bottles, you can certainly do that as well. But vitamin D, again, is this hormone-like compound that's extremely important for influencing genetic health, or for influencing healthy genetic expression. Also very important for supporting the immune system and immune development. So again, omega-3s and vitamin D. Also probiotics. And again, if mom's breastfeeding, taking probiotics herself will ensure that there are probiotics being present in her breast milk. If she's not breastfeeding and it's bottle fed, it's very easy to find infant probiotics and add a tiny little bit of them to the formula before it's given to the baby. It is perfectly and 100% safe to be giving these live bacteria to babies. There is no risk of infection. There is no risk of adverse events. It is extremely safe, and you are doing your child a huge favor by supplementing them with probiotics at birth, whether it's via the breast milk and the mom or directly in their formula if they're a formula-fed baby. This, again, ensures the proper development of their gastrointestinal tract and the proper development of their immune system. As I said before, 80% of our immune system is located in the gut, and the proper expression of our immune system is heavily dependent on the bacterial balance that's created in the gut. Now, when we get through toddlers and babies, if the babies get a little bit older, the story stays the same. Omega-3s, vitamin D, probiotics are the core nutrients. And this is going to be up to a minimum of 18 months old. Now, as the baby gets older, it's easy to start giving them some omega-3 supplements that are easy for them to take. There are some liquids that can be mixed with foods. You can step up the supplementation a little bit as the baby is weaning off of getting so much breast milk and starting to get more onto eating a diet of solid foods. And that's where I want to make my next most important point. What about the introduction of foods? This is a big debatable question. I do not feel that a baby should be introduced solid foods before 6 months of age at minimum. A baby's gastrointestinal tract is not necessarily ready to deal with the digestion, absorption, and proper processing of solid foods. The longer you wait, the less likely risk you have of developing food allergies, food sensitivities, and confusion when it comes to the digestion of solid foods. Now, many parents want to introduce solid foods ahead of time because the baby seems hungry. They're waking up for more frequent feedings at night, and they want something that's going to hold the baby's stomach, hold their appetite, so that they can get more sleep. Now, although that's desirable to do that, I really feel that in the end, what's healthiest for the child is to wait until 6 months. Now, what do we introduce for first foods? What is typically the first thing that comes to mind when they think of first foods for babies? And what comes to your mind? Think about not what you think is right, but general population. What's the first thing that comes to mind?
Oh, some kind of cereal.
Exactly. Cereals. Cheerios is always thought to be a perfect first food for a baby. Rice cereals, Cheerios, other simple cereals are usually thought to be the first foods introduced for children. Now, here is the problem with that. Although they're filling, although they hold a baby, although they may make them feel full so they sleep better through the night or don't seem as hungry, the problem is that cereals are carbohydrates. These are sugar-based foods. Even though they may not have added sugar, a carbohydrate, by definition, is a sugar. It is a complex sugar. So we are teaching our children the first thing that they taste on their palate is a carbohydrate slash sugar. So is it any wonder why kids will only eat pasta and pizza and noodles and candy and sugar all of their life and cereals? The first foods they're ever introduced to on their palate are sweet. So of course, that's what they're going to want to want. So my suggestion, and what I have done and coach people to do, the first thing you introduce to your children's palate are vegetables. Pureed spinach, pureed broccoli. If the broccoli causes too much gas, you do other pureed green beans. Even though they're a little bit sweet, they're still a vegetable and are not going to be as sugar or as sweet as a carbohydrate like a cereal. If you introduce these foods first, your child's palate will get used to the flavor of something bitter, of something that is vegetables. This is how you start a child's diet so that they don't become a picky eater. Now, some children will develop their habits regardless of what you do. Some parents say, I started my child on vegetables, I did everything right, and now all they'll eat is carbohydrates. And sometimes kids are kids and they're going to do what they're going to do. However, It certainly increases your chances of having a child that is not afraid to eat vegetables, that's not afraid to have a more diverse palate if you don't introduce the sugars and carbohydrates first, which is typically what is done. Other things like avocados, which have high quality fats, are good first foods to introduce for babies. There are lots of good ways to introduce decent foods that are more healthy for your baby than the cereals. Save the cereals for later. That should be something that's not introduced until after they're doing well on the vegetables. If you want to start introducing some fruits with it as well, you can do that. You can mix the spinach with some vegetables or some fruits, something like apples or pears with something like the spinach or the broccoli or the peas to create something that's a little sweeter, but still it's only fruits and vegetables. We're not getting them into the carbohydrates, which to me is the biggest mistake that new parents make when it comes to starting their children off, is introducing them to the sugars and carbohydrates first. So that's a really important fact when it comes to setting the stage for how we're going to feed our children. Because in this next segment, we're going to talk about the nutrition and health of children as they get older and are transitioned to a fully solid food diet. How do you get them to eat healthy foods? Why is it that kids are craving sugar all the time, pizza, noodles, grilled cheese? You see what kids want to eat. What's on a kid's menu at an average restaurant? The reason why those foods are on there, because those are the only thing kids will eat. Now, if you start them off on the solid foods that are more based on the vegetables, they're going to be more likely to want to eat a varied diet. So when we come back from the break, we're going to be launching into the last aspect of taking care of your children, which is from childhood on. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
It's time for the Village Green Apothecary's big summer sale. Now through July 16th, you can save big on vitamins, herbal remedies, and other nutrition products. Save 30% on our popular top quality pathway brand. Save 25% on other supplements. And save 20% on body care products. Visit our store, 5415. Visit our store at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland, or shop online at myvillagegreen.com. Don't miss Village Green Apothecary's big summer sale.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500 Federal News Radio. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero, and my wonderful co-host Dana Lake will be returning next week. Today has been a whirlwind of a show talking about the most important nutrient and dietary recommendations for the development of a child, starting from before you even get pregnant, going all the way through until that child is grown. So in the last few segments, we've touched on the nutritional and dietary factors. The key ones that have carried through are omega-3 fatty acids, probiotics, and vitamin D. Now in this next segment, we're going to talk more about older children. We're talking about 18 months and beyond. This is usually the transition when kids are mostly on solid foods. They're weaning themselves off of the breast milk, off of the formulas, and maybe getting onto regular milks. And we want to talk about some of the key strategies in helping those children stay as healthy as possible. So just want to make a quick mention that the Village Green Big Summer Sale is now in progress through July 16th, and it's 30% off of all pathway products, 25% off of all other supplements, and 20% off of body care products. So don't forget to stop in. We also have a wonderful staff of very educated nutritionists, herbalists, as well as people who have been in the health and wellness industry for over 20 years there to answer your questions and serve your needs. We have a full-service pharmacy that you can fill your prescriptions at that takes insurance. We also have a compounding pharmacy where you can get custom vitamin and supplement compounds made for you, as well as over 10,000 different health and wellness products. So it's a wonderful community resource, so don't forget to stop in if you've never been in. So I have on the phone with me today Ann Allworth, who is a PhD. She was a medical school professor for many years and now is an educational advisor for Megafood, which is a high-quality supplement manufacturer specializing in whole food organic supplements. So, Ann, now we're talking about older children. And again, the nutrients stay the same. Really, the core nutrients stay the same. These kids need to be on omega-3s because, as I mentioned, the brain is actively developing until you're 25 years old. So continuing children, even through their teens, on omega-3 fatty acids is a really important part in guaranteeing proper brain development. In addition, probiotics. The reason why probiotics are still in play has to do with its effects on the immune system. There is very good documented research, double-blind, placebo-controlled trials, the gold standard in the medical community, showing that kids who are supplemented with probiotics regularly have lower incidences of upper respiratory infections and fevers and coughs. So we know that children supplemented with probiotics have healthier immune systems and greater immune resistance. So continuing with probiotic therapy is really important. And if anybody has ever raised a child, they know how sick kids can get. They go to daycare, they go to school, they seem to be sick with everything every other week, every other month. They have some sort of cold, head cold, stomach flu, whatever it might be. Supplementing them with probiotics is key to supporting their immune system. And then vitamin D, of course, we know the research on vitamin D is very compelling, even in children, and it's important to make sure that children are given vitamin D. Now, what's not always known, and I'll talk about it just very briefly, the most common nutrient deficiency in children. Anne, do you know the answer? Iron.
Iron
is the most common nutrient deficiency in children. It is not consumed oftentimes in high amounts. Kids are picky eaters. They don't eat a lot of red meat. And most importantly, their bodies are growing and rapidly developing, which means their blood volume is rapidly multiplying very, very quickly. And so they need lots of iron to keep up with that. So iron, still in our developed nation, the number one nutrient deficiency in children. So most good kids' multivitamins should contain a little bit of iron. And if not, it is oftentimes worthwhile supplementing children with a small amount of iron to make sure that they don't become deficient. Oftentimes, pediatricians will check iron levels in a child at a one-year annual checkup. And it's very common to see iron levels a little bit low. So, and I know you wanted to talk a little bit about some of the nutritional factors that are so important with a healthy child, and I'll let you elaborate on that a little bit.
Well, thank you, Kevin. I think that as a nation, we have an alarming number of children that are obese and malnourished, and the kids are getting a lot of food, but the food that they're getting is not providing the nourishment. So there's, you know, they're malnourished and they're becoming obese because of that. Because the problem with eating a diet that's a poor diet is that you continue eating. And the reason you're continuing eating is because your body is craving more food to get nutrients, but the nutrients are not there. So alarmingly, over 17% of the kids in our nation are obese, and obesity, of course, is linked to all kinds of diseases, including diabetes, mood disorders, poor immune health, and, you know, certainly cardiovascular disease. And, you know, you mentioned iron as a nutrient deficiency, but there are also, you know, even though we're getting more calories in our than many other developing countries, about 20% of kids don't get the recommended daily intake of vitamin C and vitamin A, which are essential for both healthy vision and the formation of tissues. Other common deficiencies, as we've already talked about, vitamin D, but also E is relatively deficient, and some of the B complex and some of the minerals, other minerals, including iron, calcium, magnesium, zinc. Zinc, which is also very important to immune function. But I think, too, what's also true is that there is too much sugar, and the sugar and the high fructose corn syrup is contributing to a lot of problems in kids in terms of their behavior. You know, kids get all revved up. They can't pay attention. You know, I think sometimes people think kids have ADD, but they really just eat too much sugar. I'm not sure what you think about that, but, you know, I think that that's true. So the diet has not enough fruits and vegetables and too much sugar. I'm not sure whether you're aware, but according to the CDC, by the time a child reaches 2 years of age, the typical daily consumption of sugar is 14 teaspoons, which is about 2 cups of sugar a week.
Well, that's a lot of sugar.
That's a lot of sugar, and you know it's going to be certainly a huge component of why obesity is there, type 2 diabetes, suppressed immune health, and all that. And the other thing I wanted to mention too is the prevalence of dyes and food coloring in the kids' diets. There are countries in the world that are actually which ban the use of dyes, and you know those countries include Denmark, Belgium, France, Switzerland, and you know several other countries. And then in some of them there are warning labels, and the warning labels say you know these products may have an adverse effect on activity in children. And yet in our country, you know, these dyes are rampant. They're in everything from you know cereals to drinks to you know skin products even, and it's amazing. They're thought to be associated with asthma, bronchitis, other kinds of inflammatory responses. The good news with all that is I think recently there's a watchdog group that has petitioned the FDA to, you know, take a look at the dyes and say, you know, let's take a look at this and see what's going on.
So why don't you talk about, we have a couple minutes left, why don't you talk about the MegaFood Children's Multivitamin? Because you guys have done some things with that address some of these concerns.
Yep, we developed a kids multivitamin that has, that's completely pure. There's no sugar, there's no sweeteners, colors, flavorings, preservatives, waxes, or any kind of artificial ingredients, just 100% whole food. And each tablet contains a balanced spectrum of 24 essential nutrients, as well as antioxidants that are going to be great for boosting the immune system. And all of this is from fresh whole foods. And so the kids are going to, you know, the Kids One Daily product is going to nourish the child's body just as, you know, foods do.
Which is great. So they don't contain the sugars, not a lot of sweet stuff. The thing is with that, you know, the child has to be old enough to swallow a capsule, because the reason why a lot of kids' multivitamins have sugar in them is because they have to be chewables or liquids or something, because the kids aren't ready to swallow stuff. But if your kid is able to swallow pills, I really do highly recommend the MegaFood line of supplements. I think they're fantastic. They're great multivitamins for adults and for kids. So, and it's about time to wrap up. Thank you so much for being on the show today. I really appreciate all your expertise and wisdom and for contributing to this really important conversation.
Well, thank you, Kevin. Thank you for having me. It was an excellent show.
Thank you. So, everybody, thanks. I hope you learned something. I know I talked pretty fast, but don't forget you can listen to the show over and over again by downloading it for absolutely free by going to www.myvillagegreen.com and clicking on the radio show link. It'll take you to all of our archive shows, or you can go right to iTunes and type in the search bar Essentials of Healthy Living and download all of our shows, including this one, for absolutely free in podcastable format. So thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We'll be here next Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. This has been Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, wishing you the best of health.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.